From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Thrilled to announce this one's actually in person. And it's been quite a few years since we've had these two gentlemen in our studio, Tim Harrington and Paul Wright, better known as Tall Heights. Hello and welcome back.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
It's going great. It's good to see you guys. It's been many years. I want to say 6 or 7 years since I last saw you. So we've kind of all grown up, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. Have we ever?
Yeah.
There are a couple of new singles out, Hear It Again and The Mountain, that we've been playing a little bit. Last full album proper, I think, came out in 2018, Sony Masterworks, called Pretty Colors for Your Actions. Information on all of that is at the website tallheights.com. For folks that are meeting you for the first time, and I know that this kind of will continue to happen for, gosh, who knows how long, as you travel the country and play shows here and there, you guys have been friends since you were like in high school, right?
That's correct. Actually, it goes back longer than that. I'm not sure we should classify it as friendship between the two of us before that.
Well, now we can, yeah. Before that, maybe not.
Yeah, right. It is a friendship for a long time now, but when it began, I actually have known who Paul is, and he's been sort of like in the fray of my life since I was in like first grade.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Wow. I guess when he started becoming best friends with my older brother, that's really when he became part of my family. And so, yeah, we both were in each other's orbits, and we both sort of were songwriters, not by choice, but just because that's what we were. And in spite of all the other things going on in our lives growing up, we both would return to songwriting again and again. And then eventually, after I graduated from college, Paul and I just started taking it full time in 2010.
And took it to the streets, literally.
Yes. Yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah. It started as a street performing venture. We were funding our earliest recordings through street performing out in Boston, Massachusetts. And the whole time we've just been so fascinated by making albums and finding out what it is like to combine our voices and our perspectives and our experiences to create something that hopefully is, you know, unique, in voice and in perspective.
Hmm. Looking back from today's vantage point with somewhere upwards of 300 million web streams, the name Tall Heights seems like it was good premonition. Did you have a thought when you selected Tall Heights that maybe that's where you'd end up?
No. I remember Tim proposing the band name in his parents' kitchen, and it was a pretty casual venture at that point. It was kind of like saying, what movie do you want to watch? And I said, sure. We had big dreams, but no plan whatsoever. We were idiots. Just loved making music.
At least prior to 2020, seemed like everything was going in a good direction. We'll talk about what the last year and a half has been like for you guys in just a minute. Tall Heights, my guest live in the studio today for our JPR Live session. Their latest release is called Pretty Colors for Your Actions. Information is online at tallheights.com. What do you guys want to play first for us?
Well, we'll be playing a single off of our two albums ago, off of our album called Neptune. And this song is called Spirit Cold.
Ah, we know this one well.
Spirit cold. We always say when our history's told. If only we knew the things we know. There's a question ages old. Let me down easy, let me down slow. Ever come and go, let me back down in a place I know. Hold the nail for the hammer stroke. This my trash, this my tone. Oh, This my blood, this my bone. How do I learn my dreams to mourn? To lay them bare at the morning cold. If they're still out there, then the chasm grows. For all you know, for all you know. Let me down easy, let me down slow. If all good things ever come and go.
That is Spirit Cold. Tall Heights playing for us today live in the studio. The newest record is called Pretty Colors for Your Actions, out on Sony Masterworks. Came out in 2018. That's a song we know well. It's interesting to hear it and how it has evolved over the years of you guys playing it together. Thanks for sharing.
Of course, yeah. It's that's a special one to us, and it stays special no matter how many times we play it.
For sure. So you guys were on tour with Ben Folds when the beginning of the end kind of started to happen, right?
Yeah. Actually, we had wrapped the tour with Folds. We were finishing a headline tour, just a full lap of the country, and we were almost done with that.
So close to the end. So you managed to kind of skirt much of the disaster.
Yeah, we felt like Lando Calrissian getting out of the Death Star with the whole thing blowing up, and he's in the Millennium Falcon just hauling it, trying to get out before you know the flames around him consume the ship, and that's very much how we felt. It was a sort of like hour to hour sort of like implosion of the tour, where we were just like getting updates from venues and whatever news sources we could find, and our friends even just like, hey, what's the vibe in this town, you know? And we kept playing shows and then we got to New York, and we were going to play a show in Brooklyn, and that one got called off while we were like in the parking lot.
But at least relatively close to home at that point. It's not like you were stuck in Arizona or something.
Absolutely, yeah. We totally consider ourselves very lucky to have squeezed in most of that national run, yeah. And it was actually a very special tour to us. We didn't. It was sort of an off cycle. There wasn't an album that we were promoting at that moment, we hadn't yet created the album that we are about to put out. That was still like not even a thought in our heads. We were just like going out and playing shows, and the crowds were amazing. It was awesome.
So I guess in a stroke of luck, a little bit, your quarantine bubble was a bubble that both of you were inside of, because at the time you were living together.
That's right. Yeah, we were living in a house we called the Tall House because it's tall and skinny. We have since moved out, but it really was a blessing during early COVID. We lived there with our wives and our pets and Tim's firstborn, and yeah, it was sort of a chaotic, you know, environment. But we woke up every day and we sort of translated all of the global and the personal tumult into our songwriting, and we worked just every day at it to make the next record. It was a huge win of co-living.
Were you able to put stuff down on tracks as well, or just do mostly writing?
Yeah, we tracked 23 songs.
Oh, wow.
During the first 6 months of quarantine. We were only trying to make a record, but we had this amazing opportunity. In hindsight, it seems, in that we knew that we were going to be moving out of the Tall House, and that the move was not a decision made during that time. It was made, you know, 6-8 months before, you know, before we knew that a pandemic was coming, of course. And it was just like kind of a natural, very amicable, like, hey, it's time for us to move into our different places, because there was new life and pregnancies all around us, and it was just time to leave the Tall House, unfortunately. And so we got home and we just kind of like everybody else, we were just plopped into quarantine and just like, okay, what do we do now? And I think I've sort of observed this quarantine malaise that happened to certain people, where productivity was suddenly extremely elusive, because you have this endless nothing in front of you and there's no structure to that. And we had this amazing thing where it wasn't an end in sight to the pandemic, but there was an end in sight to us living in the same house. And so we knew that come moving day, from that point for the next many months, we were both going to be like in it up to here with life stuff. What, you know, both the stresses of moving and the stresses of, we were both going to go off with our wives and have other babies, new life. And then, I mean, unbeknownst to us, there was a whole bunch of other personal, as Paul said, tumult that was waiting in the wings for us. Some substance abuse stuff, health problems within our families, just like a whole bunch of stressors that were unforeseen. And it just was a very intense time. But I feel in hindsight that we were lucky to have that end date of, okay, we have to record a lot of stuff before we leave this house, or else we will be really behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Now, between the two of you these days, there are three not tall children. Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. I would love to hear another tune. Tall Heights are my guests live in the studio today. Tim Harrington on guitar and vocals, Paul Wright playing cello and singing. What do you want to do next?
Well, this song is a single off of our upcoming record. This song is called Hear It Again.
Left to my own devices, right on the big old highway, time gets in your bones. Everybody driving 90. Love's not a destination, I think it's a journey home. So what if mine is on the lonely road? What if my companion is the radio saying I had one? Not that I picked a bad one, she just cut out on the road. That's the sound of my one and only in the distance now. That's the sound of my one and only, as she used to sound. Can I hear it again? Can I hear it again? Can I hear it again? Let me hear it again. Horizons, hello, silver lining. The past gets in your bones. Some of the words colliding, fall off the big old highway, springing and hold. So, what if I'm on the sirens calling for attention. Something shrill and on the go. That's the sound of my one and only in the distance now. That's the sound of my one and only how she used to sound. Can I?
Hear it again. It's new music from Tall Heights, my guests live in the studio. Tim and Paul are joining me today. You can find information on that band at tallheights.com. Cool song. Tim, you mentioned this new record. You said it was called Juniors.
Yes.
Is that a nod to the little ones that are now part of your lives?
It's a nod to a lot of things going on. And yes, it is inclusive of that.
Yeah. It also represents the journey we've been on. All of the discussed chaos and sort of a renewed perspective that we're not in control of this life and even this very day, the thing we've decided to do about that is to just embrace the unknown and sort of look at the world with the wide-eyed perspective of a kid and find beauty in it.
Hmm. So you churn out a whole bunch of tunes, you make selection for a new record called Juniors, and then as things start to open up again, you head back out on the road, replicating what things look like, in a way, many years earlier, doing a series of backyard concerts. Tell me where that idea came from and how it has turned out for you guys.
Yeah, I think the backyard tour fits very well into this Juniors ethos that Paul just described, where you never know where you're going to find yourself. And you never know, you know, you work hard and you try to get from this place to that place. And, you know, in a million years, if you told me 5 years ago, hey, 5 years from now, you'll be playing in backyards, I'd be like, oh, no, that's that's not good news. But actually, it's been such a wonderful thing for us. The idea was born of the pandemic while it was raging in 2020. You know, the fall was creeping up, and that's a time that we typically go back on the road. And we were, you know, sad that we weren't going to be back out there touring. And so we had this thought in one of the calls that we had with our manager. I think it was our manager who first said it, like, what about backyards? Mm. And we were like, yeah, let's game that out, you know? And so we tried it in the fall of 2020, all very close to home, just because we wanted to see how it felt. We didn't want to commit ourselves to anything huge before we knew it was something that we really wanted to be a part of. And so we did 11 backyards around New England in like September, October 2020. And we really, really enjoyed it. And at that point in time, we were very strict and very concerned, pandemically speaking, because the pandemic was out of control and there was no vaccine in sight. So come spring and summer, as the weather started to warm up again, we knew we wanted to continue the backyard tour. In fact, we wanted to take it national. And so we put out word to our fans through social media and our email list, and we got submissions with backyards and photos of the backyards, measurements of the backyards, and we developed this whole vetting process just to find the good choices, the ones with the, you know, most supportive fans, the ones with the best features for to, you know, facilitate the safety and comfort and joy of the people who would be attending. And it was just so great. You know, they sold out readily, and you know, we kept our numbers in check, depending on the backyard, depending on the pandemic numbers. We were able to stay very nimble, but most importantly, it was just such an amazing place to express ourselves and to heal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where that's where we met the fans. Is like, it was such a direct us to fan relationship in every way. We were also just selling the tickets directly to our fans on our merch store, like it was a t-shirt or something. So it was cool to kind of like cut out the middleman in every way and just go straight to fans and develop our relationship further and be together in a way that felt safe and productive.
Do you think you'll continue to do at least some of that in future tours?
I don't know. I mean, it is such a special thing, and the ability to connect with fans like that without all the, you know, sort of barriers that a venue imposes is wonderful. But we are excited to get back and do the club tour. We'll see what happens with the pandemic. You know, should it continue to be tricky to be indoors, we would certainly give the backyards another go.
I think what I would say I will carry with me into the club tours of the future is that nothing matters except for connection, and nothing matters except for authenticity and presence, being there with someone. That's all that, you know, the lights and the hoopla, the big stage, the cool looking this, the awesome that. It's all in service, and not to say that those things don't matter, but they are all role players trying to empower an artist to better connect in the ways that work best in the backyard too. And I think that for me, I will remember and remind myself again and again, every venue is just like a backyard, and every stage is just like that square little bit of grass or a deck or a porch or that little slab of concrete we set up on in a backyard in St. Paul or whatever.
You guys have been making music together now for more than a decade. How do you feel that Tall Heights music is different now than when you were first doing it?
Well, I think that we are appreciating our bond more than ever. Life has become more complex, and the album we just made, more than anything else we've ever created, is a diary. It's like field notes of the time we just spent in experiencing like the full sprawl of human emotion. It wasn't just like the pain and hardship. It was a lot of that, and it was very intense, but it was also like some of the most unfettered joy and love that we've experienced too. And I just think that we have realized how, more than ever, how special it is, especially now that we're not living together, on the other side of that move that was like so like central to us, to like getting us to create Juniors. And so it's unlikely that two people would be able to find in each other such a sustained partnership as we sort of like digest this crazy life of ours. Mm. And so I can't really fully answer, like, of course you can listen to the maturation of sonics, of just like the way that we have tried to improve our tones with our instruments and vocally just singing together. Hopefully we're singing better than ever. I don't know. But what I do know is that we are really kind of turning to each other in a more deliberate, more concerted way, where we're like, this is a special thing, and we should lean on this in hard times. And we We are going to wake up tomorrow and be just as shocked by that day as we were shocked by the days that led to it. And I think that the realization that we can create within that, no matter what, is an empowering and liberating one.
Hmm. Paul, your first reaction was the kind of laugh that says everything's different and everything's same all at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I will always feel like the high school kid writing a song in my bedroom and it being a pretty scary experience. And no amount of success will change the fact that the writing process is a strange one and every song feels like the first song. Yeah. And so I would just say I'm so grateful to have Tim here as my partner for that journey. Hmm.
Is there a date yet on the calendar for release for the record?
Yes, January 14th.
Fantastic, right into the new year. I'm thrilled we got to hear a little preview of it. And with everything going on, I'm grateful that we were able to pull this off and actually have you guys here in our studio. Thanks for doing this, guys.
Us too. Thanks, Eric.
Tall Heights, my guests. The latest release is called Pretty Colors for Your Actions. The new one due out just after the beginning of the year called Juniors. Tim Harrington and Paul Rudd are my guests. Will you play us one more tune?
We will, yeah. This song is a song inspired by a photograph texted to us from a friend. It was a photo of his grandfather, a person we had never met. And we felt inspired by this photo because of how it captured an entire life with a photograph. He was sitting on a chair, the sun kind of pouring over his body, looking at the windows at the Green Mountains of Vermont. And yeah, this song is a song, as we, in hindsight, I'm realizing it was a song for us processing the losses that we were experiencing at the time, both being thrown into the pandemic. We both had some people near and dear to us pass during the pandemic, not because of COVID, but just, and then, you know, what happens after that during a pandemic. I think everybody experienced this. The inability to gather, the inability to process. And so, during the pandemic, I lost two grandparents. And so this song really means a lot to me now, not because it was written for them, but because it was written for all of that, you know? And so this song is called The Mountain.
You always loved that mountain. So honey, that's where you go. Not trying to be morbid, but at the end of your road, if you go somewhere else before I do, I'll be looking out the mountain, honey. I'll be making eyes at you, making eyes. Try. that sounds like hell. 'Cause we got a moment here. Can you see the view? I'll be looking at the mountain, honey. I'll be making eyes at you, making eyes at you.
Spectacular. New music from Tall Heights today on JPR Live Sessions. It's called The Mountain. It'll be found on their new record due out in January called Juniors. Tim Harrington, Paul Wright, my guests in the studio today. Guys, thanks again for playing and for sharing your story. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.